Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin's stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
Good morning. I remember quoting years ago in school, how much wood does a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck you wood as much as he could and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Now, doesn't that change your life? It's called a tongue twister, designed to display the use of the same words over and over and over again. Kind of sounds like 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." The same thought over and over. Comfort, comfort, comfort. To comfort is to bring someone alongside. Parakletos. Para, meaning alongside. Kaleo, meaning to call. It describes the Holy Spirit, and it always has in mind the idea of helping. Now, when my car won't run any longer, it leaves me sitting somewhere, I call AAA, or a guy who drives a big truck to pull my car into the place where it can be repaired. That's because when I lift the hood, all I can do is pray. I call someone alongside to help. That's the word used in John 16 and verse 7 when Jesus said, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the parakletos, the comforter, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Holy Spirit is a parakletos for Christians. We are also privileged to pray for one another. We need never apologize to someone by saying, "Well, all I can do is pray," because praying for another is doing the best we can. Let's do it. What do you say? Stay tuned as we enjoy a broadcast together today on the subject of prayer and of praying for one another.
Would you mention my name every day when you pray? Would you mention my name
Would you stand with me when you're down on your knees? When you're talking to Jesus, would you mention me? I don't want the fame that you've gained in this world. I don't want your diamonds or pearls. You don't have to bother with tending to me. All I ask is that you mention me, would you please? Would you mention my name every day when you pray? Would you mention my name when you pray? When you're talking to Jesus, would you mention me?
The prayers of a Christian can pull a man through when he's facing this world that's so untrue. So if you want to help someone gain victory, well, don't forget when you plea to make mention of me. If I had one request,
talking to Jesus, when you're talking to Jesus,
would you mention me? Mention me.
Lord, I thank you for the privilege of praying for one another. Oh, how good it is to be able to take other people to you in prayer, to take everything to God in prayer. But especially today, we're thinking of how privileged we are to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I pray that we'll realize just how important our prayers are on behalf of one another. We can love one another in this way. We can support one another in this way. We can encourage one another in this way. Lord, I pray that you'll help each of us to be individuals of prayer, to have a communion with you that is routine, that is an everyday occurrence, something that is part of our being, part of our spirit, so that we indeed are praying without ceasing, because there's always a tendency to look to you in prayer, to just mention your name, to just breathe a quick call out to you for your undertaking, for your nearness, for your protection, whatever it might be that we might be facing. We heard recently of the shooting there in Kansas City and how sad something like that to occur. But no doubt there were those who quickly were calling on Jesus, calling on God in prayer, bringing names before you, men and women, children, so many that were injured in this awful atrocity. And we pray that each of us will recognize how important it is that we have a regular time of prayer with you. And then when the urgency comes, when the moment of immediate prayer being needed, that we have one with whom we are well acquainted and very familiar to be able to call on you in prayer on behalf of these needs. Lord, would you bless this time together today? Thank you for all of our listeners. We pray that you'll give us a wonderful time together on this broadcast, and we'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Soon gathering into the place that Jesus referred to as the house of prayer, and that is the sacred building, the location where we gather to study God's Word together and to pray together and to enjoy the fellowship of one another and to hear from heaven. And we invite you to come and be a part of that. We would love the opportunity to pray for the needs in your life and to pray for you and to be able to look heavenward on behalf of the needs that are pressing upon our people just now. And so we welcome you to the God's Missionary Church located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. At 9:30, our Sunday school will begin. At 10:30 will be our morning worship service. Today is Family Day. We've been having an attendance drive going on at our church over the last few weeks, and it'll carry over into the month of March. And we encourage you to come and be a part of this wonderful body of believers at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. At 10:30, our morning worship service will feature our family life pastor, Reverend Scott Loper. And then the evening service at 6 o'clock will feature our Bible college in Snyder County, Pennsylvania, the beloved place that is called Pennview Bible Institute. At least one of their musical groups will be here this evening at 6 o'clock for an evening of music and testimony that all are sure to enjoy. And then following the service tonight, we have an all-church fellowship in the Family Life Center immediately following the service. So it's a great day of remembering the family and honoring our families and looking to God for His help, not only for today, but for the rest of the days of our lives. So church is a very important part of one's life, and the privilege of prayer is certainly a golden opportunity to be able to bring our blessings, our joys, our sorrows, our challenges, our needs to the Lord in prayer. And we are so grateful for the opportunity to do that publicly again today. So why don't you come and join us and enjoy the time together. Wednesday night, prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock. And then next Sunday, we have a combined service that will begin at 10:30 in the morning. There will be no Sunday school next Sunday morning on February the 25th. We are celebrating Children's Day throughout the day, and Miss Frances Stetler will be with us to minister especially to the children, but I know all are going to enjoy her ministry at 10:30 in the morning and then again at 6 o'clock next Sunday night, February the 25th, and we hope that you'll be planning to join us for that wonderful day as well. Stay tuned as we continue the broadcast this morning.
I was discouraged. No answer came. See, I prayed for years and I still saw no change. I was ready to give up on my wish coming true. But when I prayed that last time, His power broke through.
Prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong. God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray. We have been given a means to the throne of the one whose potential is yet to be known. There is no limit as to what God can do. So just keep on praying. He's listening to you. Prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong as God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray.
Yes,
prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong. God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God.
1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, it says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and right way." Have you ever said, "All I can do is pray," when faced with another's problem? We often underestimate the efficacy of prayer, but what a gift to another. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote, "More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Therefore, let thy voice rise like a fountain for me night and day." Intercessory prayer is the Christian's highest privilege. Samuel said, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." By inspiration of God, James, I believe, also commands us to pray for one another. Intercessory prayer is our work as priests of the Lord. Christians are a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, Peter said. A priest brought people to God. He went into the Holy of Holies and interceded for them. Isaiah prophesied, "You shall be named the priest of the Lord." Each Christian has the responsibility to pray for others. In fact, Samuel recognized it was sin to fail in that work. Intercessory prayer follows the pattern of Jesus. When we pray for one another, we walk in Jesus' steps and follow his example. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught us to pray for our persecutors. During the Last Supper, Jesus turned and said, "Simon, Simon, I have prayed for thee." In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed for us. He said, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine." At the cross, he prayed for others. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus' continuing ministry in glory involves intercessory prayer. We read in Hebrews 7:25, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." If we would be like Jesus, then we must pray for one another. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 18 say, "Is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Oh, what opportunities we can have for intercessory prayer. James gives several life situations that are opportunities to pray for one another. One of them is suffering. In the hour of affliction, when you suffer affliction brought by the injustices of others, you should pray. Praying for the person who wrongs us will change our attitude toward that person. If you cannot pray, "Father, forgive," at least begin by asking God to work with the individual. Praying for one who has brought suffering to you will enable the passion of sinful anger to melt into forgiveness. Suffering may come upon us in the grief of death. A friend said to a grieving woman whose husband had recently died, "I want you to know that our family has been praying for you." "Thank you," replied the widow. "The prayers of many people have been like a blanket of love to me." Ah, yes, thank God that in the hour of suffering we can pray for one another. Then there is satisfaction. To be satisfied, we read, "Is any merry, let him sing psalms." Intercessory prayer includes praise and thanksgiving for others. When others experience happiness and blessings, there is a special need to pray for them, to be free from pride and selfishness, and to give God the glory. Pray they will retain proper priorities and rejoice with them. Then there is sickness. "Is any sick among you?" he says. Illness is a result of the fall of Adam and Eve. It is not part of God's eternal will, but he permits it in our lives. Nevertheless, no illness can frustrate God's ultimate will. All healing is of God in Christ, our great physician. Many times he chooses to heal in what appears to us as a miracle. Miracles are always for his glory. Then in the hour of sinfulness, we need to pray. And the prayer of faith, he says, will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The worst malignancy is sin. Pray for the salvation of your family and friends. Our sovereign Lord desires all to have life and none to perish. James encourages prayer for spiritual healing of the sin problem. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed, he says. Unless we are willing to confess our faults, we have no right to pray for another's faults or sins. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It is powerful. It is effective. We need never apologize to someone by saying, "All I can do is pray." For praying for one another is doing the best we can. We're doing the best thing for them, to pray for them, to intercede for them, to ask God for mercy, for ask for the hand of the great physician, to ask for wisdom and guidance, for provision. Oh, thank God for the privilege of prayer and to pray for one another. That's many times the best thing that we can do for someone, for it's calling on the resources of heaven on their behalf. And God is not limited in what he can do. He's still the miracle-working God. May Samuel's commitment be ours. God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Ah, friend, let's indeed be busy praying for one another. And I believe God will add the increase, and our love for one another will grow exponentially as we bear one another's burdens and pray for one another for God's blessing and his help in everyday life that we live. Thanks for joining us for Missionary Echoes today. We hope to see you in Sunday school and church in just a little while on this Family Day at the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, located at 2127 Hill Street. Welcome.
We're part of the family that's been born again. Part of the family whose love knows no end. For Jesus has said,
precious name.